Welcome back to Redneck Conservative, episode one. Yes, today is episode one. The very first official episode of the brand new podcast. And you just heard my phone go booty booty boo. I forgot to mute it. So, what shall we call today's episode? How about... How about the day after? That sounds like a pretty good title. Well, I think all in all, for the most part, the Republicans did a pretty good job. Yeah, Democrats flipped the House, but just by a very thin majority. Now, if the Democrats, which I highly, highly doubt, but if they do decide to work with the Republicans instead of the whole I'm going to impeach thing and, you know, investigate everything Donald Trump, we might still get a few things done. But it kind of looks to me like the new 10% middle class tax relief bill that President Trump was working on just prior to the midterm elections, well, it kind of looks to me like that's going to be toast. At least until next year sometime. So, I guess we'll just have to wait and see what the Democrats are willing to work with the Republicans on. What are they willing to give up? What are they willing to meet us halfway on? Healthcare? Well, I kind of doubt that because they're really going to want their Obamacare back. Yeah, they're going to want the whole thing back. They're going to want it all reinstated. I can guarantee you that. That's almost a guaranteed fact. Let's see. What else do we have? Migration. Well, now, did you see on the news, any of the websites, any of the papers that you may read or watch or what have you, that I do believe it was Oregon, that they voted to continue that state as the sanctuary state? Now, it's been a sanctuary state for quite a few years now. But they voted to continue it as such. I just don't understand sanctuary states and cities. I just don't understand them. Now, if I had a way at the moment to get feedback and stuff, I'm quite sure I would get plenty of answers to that inquiry there. But in my opinion, to give sanctuary to an illegal immigrant. Now, by illegal immigrant, I mean a person of another country. Any country. That comes to the United States illegally. Crosses the border illegally. But yet they can go to a state or a city, and that state or city grants them sanctuary illegally. I don't get that. That's wrong, isn't it? I mean, really, don't you think that's wrong? Because if you or I were to go out and, oh, for instance, say, shoot somebody, kill them, dead, and we went to the next state over, which just happened to be a sanctuary state, and they had adopted a bill or a law or whatever that they were a sanctuary state for people who murdered people. Would that be right? No, I don't think so. So to me, in my opinion, it's the same thing. And I don't think sanctuary cities, states, I don't think they're right. I just don't. Now, that's one thing that's going to come up soon, after January, of course, because, you know, the state or the government has till January before everything has to be handed over to the new powers that be that are in charge or will be in charge in the House. Now, the Senate did pretty good. Republicans picked up 4 seats. So, the Senate's pretty solidly in the Republicans' hands. We just have to deal with the House now. House of Representatives, because they gained enough seats to have just enough to have a majority. Now, the question is Pelosi, is she going to be the majority leader? There's questions about that. There's a lot of freshman governors and so on that are going in, and they don't necessarily want Pelosi as the majority leader. So that's going to be interesting to watch and see. So who will it be? Nobody knows. Now, Mr. President, Donald Trump, and our Senate Majority Leader has already talked to Ms. Pelosi. A couple of times, in fact. Just on the off chance that she does get the majority leader status back. And they seem to be cautiously optimistic about her majority leadership. Now, I say cautiously because it's just the tone of voice that I heard in their voices whenever they spoke today, in their press conferences that they had. So, you can imagine why they would be cautious. Now, Maxine Waters is a completely and totally different ball of wax. I just don't know about that woman. And I certainly don't trust her. I do not trust her as far as I can pick this house up and throw it. So she's going to have to be one of them. We're going to have to watch. And, you know, we'll have to work around her. And we're going to have to, I don't know, tread lightly, I guess is the word. Tread cautiously. The government's going to have to, the Republican side is going to have to really work with her. Because all she wants to do is impeach Trump, get him out, and that's it. That's all she wants to do. That's all she's worried about. So, she is going to be one of, she's going to be the chairman of one of the committees. And if I'm not mistaken, it's going to be one of the financial committees that is going to be over Wall Street. Now, that's going to be a fun one now, don't you think? And, you know, in the next podcast, I will get more in depth and a little bit more detail and stuff. Today's been a little bit rough on me, so I haven't really had a lot of time to do a lot of research, but I did want to hit the high points of this for episode 1 to let you know that although I'm not 100% happy with the turnout of the midterms, I'm still happy because we did do really, really good in the Senate. And we're not that bad off in the House. So, things could have been a whole lot worse. They could have been a lot worse. But, they wasn't. So, we've got 2 years now. We got 2 years to do some banding together. We got 2 years to do some work We got 2 years to do some rethinking and some regrouping as Republicans, as conservatives. And we've got 2 years to come up with an even better strategy than what we had for the midterms and for the 2016 elections, which was an absolute blowout. Now, what I'd like to see in 2020 is I would like to see a complete landslide victory across the whole government for the red, for the Republicans. I'd like to see Donald Trump have a complete 100% landslide victory for the presidency, and I'd like to see both houses and the Senate be completely, I'd like to see all three houses back under Republican control with a big majority on both sides. And that way we can really, really, really get some good things done. We can get some great bills passed. We can get some great legislation done. We can most definitely get our border protected. We can get the deficit way down. We can get a lot more jobs back in here. I mean, you know, the president's already done a phenomenal job with getting jobs back and with getting manufacturing back, getting our military built up, getting jobs up, getting our unemployment down for different sectors of the population. Do I have to repeat them? I'm sure you've heard them 100,000 times by now. You know, so this country is in so much better shape now than it was a little over 2 years ago. And regardless of what some may think, or especially one narcissistic man that has went around for the last 2 weeks on the campaign trail asking about the, or asking where the, this surge in jobs and this surge in the economy started. Well, it sure as heck didn't start over 2 years ago. I'll tell them that right now. But be that as it may, a lot of people believe it did. And that's their prerogative. They can believe it if they want to. Now, I saw a thing on Twitter this morning, and it was a little poll that Pat Sajak, as a matter of fact, you know, the Wheel of Fortune guy, Pat Sajak, he put out a poll, and he asked a question, and it said, what are conservatives or Republicans going to do tomorrow, which, you know, he had asked it yesterday on Election Day, if the House and the Senate get flipped to the Democrats, and there was three choices. One choice was go outside, scream at the sky, and there was a little bit more to it. Then another choice was go try to find some safe spaces and cry it out. Or the third option was just go back to work. You know, well, of course, I, you know, clicked on go back to work, and of course it was a like 98 or 93%. That's what everybody picked. So, that's what we've done. You know, you don't see on TV any news station anywhere. I don't care if it's ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, any of them, Fox, any of them. You don't see riots going everywhere. You don't see the conservative people, the Donald Trump people, the Republican people, even the libertarians. You don't see us out slamming things into glass windows and setting cars on fire and screaming at the sky and all this other stuff. Also on Twitter, I was looking at Twitter, and Marina Sirtis, and if you don't know who she is, if you ever watched Star Trek The Next Generation, she played Counselor Deanna Troi. And I'm a big, big, big Star Trek fan. Always loved it. The old series, you know, Next Generation. Just about every single one of the series. But anyway, she's a big Democrat and very far left. And I noticed her, she had posted something on Twitter this morning, and she was fairly disappointed. I can't remember exactly what her wording was, but you could tell she was disappointed that everything didn't go her way, and so, boo-hoo. And I haven't seen anything yet from Alyssa Milano, or Miliano, or however you say her last name. I did notice that Chelsea Handler had put a post up on Twitter where she, for some bizarre reason, posted somewhere, and I don't know if it was on Snapchat or Instagram or Twitter or where, but anyway, she had posted a topless picture of herself, apparently in hopes that it would incentivize men, maybe some women, to go out and vote for Democrats. I don't know. Chelsea, if you ever hear this podcast, please believe me. Your chest is not going to incentivize that many people to go do much of anything. I hate to tell you. It's just the truth. I'm sorry. But that's just the level that they'll sink to. So, like I said, you know, on tomorrow's podcast, you know, I'm gonna, like I said, today's been I'm not complaining, but today's been kind of a rough day for me. Haven't had a whole lot of chance to do a lot of research to put, you know, things together to where I can give you like solid facts and everything. I just wanted to do like an overview of yesterday. And although if you're like me and you watched it all day long and almost all night, then you're pretty well up on it. You pretty well know what's going on. My opinion, which is what this whole podcast is about, like I said yesterday in the introductory episode. My opinion is I'm not 100% happy with it, like I said, but I am happy with the outcome. We can still get things done. President Trump can still get things done. It's just going to get, it's going to be a little bit harder to get things done legislatively. Unless, of course, you know, the Democrats do, like Pelosi, she came out here about a day or two before the election and she said, you know, it's time to, you know, to get the country united again. I'm paraphrasing, of course. And, you know, she said the country is too divided and we have to get, we have to get the country back together. So if she sticks to that, if she sticks to her word, which I'm sorry, I'm a pessimist. I highly doubt that'll happen. You know, as soon as that gavel hits her hand and she's officially sworn back in, if it does happen, and she's officially sworn back in as majority leader, I just have a feeling that all hell's going to break loose with it again, you know, and it's going to be subpoena this and subpoena that and investigate this and investigate that and going to try to impeach this and impeach that and the whole Justice Kavanaugh thing is going to come back up. And that's just my opinion, and that's just kind of the way I see things happening. And, you know, if that happens, you know, well, it's just, you know, the government's not going to go nowhere. So effectively, as of January, I think it's January the 1st, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's January the 1st when the new Congress takes over, then, excuse me, President Trump's agenda, as far as legislatively goes, will come to a complete stop, at least for 2 years. And that's really going to hurt. It's going to hurt our economy. You know, the only thing he can do is what he can do through the Senate and through, executive order and things like that. But to further his agenda, our agenda, the Republican, the conservative agenda, to keep making America great again, to keep making America safe again, safer than it is, to get that border fixed, to get the border wall up, to get it secure, to make sure that illegal immigrants that come to the United States, to make sure that they come into the United States legally, which I don't have a problem with. If, you know, they want to come to the United States, that's fine. We need them because we've got all these jobs and stuff coming in. But do it legally. What is such the big deal with that? Well, you know, just do it legally. I mean, that's not asking too much. Really? Seriously, is it? Is it asking too much to ask somebody from another country that if they want to come to our country, just do it legally? That's all we're asking. If you do it illegally, then you need to pay the price and you need to be deported. You don't need to be released into this country to go to a sanctuary city or a sanctuary state and then be given, you know, everything. And, you know, that's a point that's been well made by many people. And it's just, I don't know why people don't understand that. It's common sense. It's simple, plain common sense. And it's something that is going to be a fairly frequent subject on this podcast. And I'm going to make a way in the next day or two to fix it where, you know, you'll be able to leave comments and things like that. I just haven't got around to doing it yet, but I will. So I'm sure that, you know, when some people hear this podcast and the ones to follow, I'm quite sure you'll just be itching to let me know exactly what you think about it. But that's okay. But just keep in mind, this is my podcast. This is my opinion. And, you know, I won't give out any falsehoods. I won't speak about any falsehoods. I won't lie about anything. All I'll do is I'll give you facts. And then, like I said, today is just an overview of what happened, you know, yesterday and last night, throughout last night with the general or with the midterm election. And, I mean, I'm probably just beating a dead horse, but, you know, you probably already know everything that happened with it, and you've probably been watching it most of the day. But I did want to get a podcast in today talking about it. So let's just leave it there for today, and I will be doing some more research and some more stuff for tomorrow. Do have a few things that I want to talk about tomorrow about Q. I told you in the podcast yesterday, the episode zero, that I will be talking about Q some in these podcasts. And I may not make just individual podcasts about Q. I will throw that in with the podcast as they are relevant to what's going on. So, but until next time, this is your redneck conservative or your conservative redneck, however you want to call me. And I will definitely catch you guys on the flip side.